Kenya launches crackdown on foreign informal traders. Kenyan officials have started to crack down on foreign nationals running small businesses in the informal economy. This comes after President William Ruto backed measures reserving activities such as hawking and petty retail, primarily for Kenyan citizens. Ruto said that foreign investors should focus on bringing capital, creating jobs, and supporting local production, rather than competing with citizens in businesses requiring little capital. Kenyans have reacted with mixed feelings to the move, with some welcoming it as a way of protecting jobs amid high unemployment. Others fear it could fuel xenophobia and discourage foreign investment. Political economist Sheila Owigo Oleng questioned whether removing foreign traders would create more opportunities for Kenyans, describing the policy as potentially populist ahead of elections. The government has insisted that foreign nationals who comply with immigration, work permit, and licensing requirements remain legally protected. Questions remain over who will ultimately be affected and how the policy will be enforced. Gambia declares power crisis a national emergency. Follow us on WhatsApp, LinkedIn for the latest headlines. Gambian President Adama Barrow has declared the country's prolonged electricity crisis a national emergency and promised to increase power generation as protests over rolling blackouts intensify ahead of the December presidential election. Demonstrators in Banjul and surrounding areas burned tires, erected roadblocks, and called for Barrow to resign after some communities experienced outages lasting up to 48 hours during the hot season. Police used tear gas to disperse protesters gathering near Barrow's residence and the headquarters of the National Water and Electricity Corporation. Barrow has promised a 24-megawatt generation machine by the end of October. He announced plans for a further 50-megawatt solar power plant. The electricity provider has blamed soaring temperatures, climate change, and wider geopolitical disruptions for the crisis. Funding cuts push Sudan's health system to the brink. Sudan's already fragile health system is nearing collapse as international funding cuts force healthcare facilities to close amid the country's devastating civil war, said Médecins Sans Frontières. More than 33 million people now require medical assistance following the conflict between the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces. The loss of USAID funding and reductions in European aid have left many humanitarian organizations unable to sustain their operations. MSF reported a sharp increase in patient admissions at facilities it supports and said the closure of dozens of healthcare centers is placing enormous pressure on the hospitals that remain open. In some displacement camps, maternity and surgical services have shut down, forcing patients to travel long distances for treatment. The crisis is compounded by attacks on healthcare facilities, widespread hunger, and continuing violence, prompting MSF to urge world leaders gathering at the UN General Assembly to increase support. WFP says food aid key to fighting Dr. Congo Ebola outbreak. The World Food Program has warned that food assistance must form a central part of the response to the rapidly spreading Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, where conflict, displacement, and severe hunger are making it harder to contain the disease. The outbreak, declared in May and caused by the rare Bundibugyo species, has become the fastest on record, with more than 5,500 cases and 2,642 deaths reported in its first 100 days. WFP said that people struggling to feed their families cannot easily comply with the health measures needed to prevent transmission, particularly in remote areas far from treatment centers. More than 500,000 people in the affected Ituri province are facing severe food insecurity, while poor infrastructure and ongoing conflict complicate efforts to deliver assistance. The WFP is calling for more international funding to expand both food assistance and Ebola treatment services, noting that adequate nutrition in addition to medical treatment can greatly increase a patient's chances of survival. Nurses' strike deepens pressure on Kenya's health system. Kenya's prolonged nurses' strike is placing increasing pressure on the country's public health system, with essential services disrupted as nurses demand the implementation of long-standing labor agreements. Hundreds of nurses have demonstrated in Nairobi, calling on the national and county governments to address salary arrears, allowances, staffing shortages, promotions, and career progression. At the heart of the dispute is the 2017 Collective Bargaining Agreement, which the Kenya National Union of Nurses and Midwives says remains largely unimplemented despite provisions for nursing service allowances and improved working conditions. The union has said negotiations alone are no longer sufficient and insists that signed agreements must be honored before members return to work. The government and county authorities continue engaging with the union, including on the permanent employment of UHC workers. Nurses argue that years of unfulfilled promises and poor working conditions have damaged morale and undermined their ability to provide safe and effective patient care. Zimbabwean vendors vow to defy Harare Street clearance order. Zimbabwean authorities have intensified efforts to remove illegal vendors from Harare's central business district. They declared that uncontrolled street trading is no longer acceptable and ordered traders to use designated markets and vending bays. Local government minister Daniel Garwe said illegal vending was contributing to congestion, blocked pavements, litter, poor sanitation, and public health risks, including the potential spread of waterborne diseases such as cholera. The government insists that the crackdown is not a war against informal traders. It argued that significant investment has already been made in designated vending infrastructure that remains underused. The move has, however, been met with strong resistance from vendors, who say informal trading is their only means of survival in an economy with limited formal employment opportunities. The order is a 7-day ultimatum to vacate the streets, and vendors have vowed to resist. Traders' representatives have urged the government to implement reforms guided by the National Informal Economy Formalization Strategy of Zimbabwe, rather than just chasing traders off the streets.